Here is how to set up TikTok Live Studio as of July 2025. This is a complete beginner's guide, and alongside showing you how to set it up, we'll be using streaming best practices. So let's quickly begin with how do you get access to Live Studio. Well, if you don't think you have access yet, you can visit this link, which I'll put on screen and in the description, and you'll be able to click a button to apply for access. If you get rejected, then a free to join TikTok Live agency can help you get access. I'll put my list of verified agencies on screen and in the description. If you just prefer to get a stream key to use OBS or other streaming software, then a verified agency can also help you get a stream key. But back to Live Studio, either by applying on this page or by going through a free to join agency, you'll be able to unlock it. You should also check that your computer can handle this. So I generally say if you're doing any type of gaming live stream, then you need at least a mid-range PC or a gaming laptop. This is because your graphics card has to handle both the game and the live streaming. If you're not gaming, it's less intensive on your computer, and most PC or Macs should be able to handle this. I will mention Macs in a second, but firstly, if you want to stream in 1080p, I typically recommend about 10 meg of upload speed. If you're not sure about your upload speed, don't worry too much. We're going to check that later. And if you do have a lower upload speed, then 720p only needs about 4 meg, possibly even less. Now, Live Studio is designed for Windows PC. So if you want to run Live Studio on a Mac, you can visit this affiliate link to get Parallels, which is a Windows emulator, or you can try Bootcamp. Or both for PC and Mac, you can just use OBS instead and get a stream key from this link. So let's begin our setup by heading to the Live Studio website, and I'll put it in the description if you don't have it. And of course, just press the download button. Just run through the installer and accept any default options, and you'll probably end up with a window like this. So let's go ahead and open it. And for most people, it's easiest to just scan the QR code to log in. And we'll end up on a page like this. So we are beginners, so let's go through the beginner setup. And of course, just start by choosing the most relevant option for you. I think most of my audience are gamers, but this guide should work for everyone. But of course, I'm going to choose gaming and press get started. And we're going to start just by picking the correct microphone. So that's my quadcast. You can see we've got this handy bar moving up and down to confirm whether or not the microphone is working. And then make sure you pick the correct camera. For me, I'm going to choose my stream cam. And later on, we might have to tweak the camera settings, but we'll get back to that, and we'll press next for now. Now, this one might confuse you a little bit. This is testing your internet upload speed. So for me, my upload speed is fine, but it's way slower than the download speed. So don't be confused if you think the number's lower than it should be. As I said earlier, anything that is above 10 megabits per second should be fine for 1080p. As you can see for me, I'm on 56 megabits. And so I'm gonna go ahead, and I suggest everyone else does this, and choose the quality option as long as you're above 10 meg. If you're below that, then definitely go for the performance option, and we will double check the settings later on anyway. So let's press OK on that. And as I said, now it's time to double check all of the settings. And it looks to me like these automatic settings are producing a very high quality stream. So I'm not actually gonna have to change anything here. So 1920 by 1080 means 1080p live streaming. 60 FPS is great for a gaming stream. An 8K bitrate is a good quality 1080p stream. The audio bitrate's fine. And H.265 is just a more efficient encoder. So Live Studio already has the best settings, so let's press next. So now it's asking us to choose between landscape and portrait, aka vertical. I am going to choose the portrait option here, but if you see an option that says dual layout, I strongly suggest you choose that. Dual layout will give your viewers the choice between viewing your stream in both landscape or vertical. But unfortunately, TikTok seems to A/B test features, so I don't have it. So for most of us, either choose portrait or dual layout if you have it. I'm going to choose the fit to screen layout, and we're not going to choose a theme for now, but we'll look at those later. We're going to set this up from scratch just so we can learn about Live Studio. And let's press finish. If you get any pop-ups, you can read them if you want, but I'm going to press not now and close any pop-ups, because we'll go through and learn this all together anyway. And you should land on a page looking something like this. Although it does seem that TikTok's been messing with the user interface, so yours might look different. So let's set up a live stream from scratch. We'll basically pretend that this stuff isn't on the screen. But before we do that, we're going to go to the bottom, and you should see this option for audio mixer. And of course, audio is very important, so we're just going to check through our audio settings. Now you'll see your microphone here. Let's click the settings icon, and I'm going to choose general settings. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the noise suppression. I'm going to recommend either medium or high. Most of us have a bit of noise from our computer fans or AC or something along those lines. and medium or high should just eliminate that noise and massively improve the audio quality. So I'll set it to medium. I would suggest just asking your viewers how it sounds. I'll press save. Now we've got noise suppression. Let's check we have the correct headset added. So for me, I can see it's only got my speakers added. I actually want the headset instead. So this is our audio. I've clicked into the settings. I'm going to click the drop down list and choose the correct headset. You can rename it if you want. I'll just leave it like this and press save. So now I've got the correct headset and a microphone with nice noise suppression. So next, let's set up our live stream from scratch. And the first thing I'm going to do, if you've got this pop-up here in the bottom left called Tools, I'm just going to drag it down so it's not filling as much space. And above where it says sources, I'm also going to drag this down. And then we're basically going to set this up from scratch. So I'm just going to right click and delete every single scene that we have. So under these scenes, just keep right clicking, keep deleting until you've only got the one named blank left. And let's set up the two most popular live streaming scenes. Let's do a gaming scene where we show our webcam and our game. And let's do what's called the just chatting scene where it's just our camera. So underneath scenes where it says blank, I'm going to right click rename. I'll press the X to clear it and I'll just call this one gaming. I'm going to press the plus button. This will open this pop-up. I'll scroll right to the bottom. I'll choose blank and I'll press add. And once again, I'll right click rename. I'll clear it. I've named it just chatting and I'll press enter. Of course, if you click between the two, not much happens because we don't have anything added. But make sure you click on gaming. And now let's add in our camera and our game. So how do you add the camera? Where it says sources on the left, press the plus button. Choose the camera option here. And as a side note, if you want to use your phone as a camera, I'll put a guide for that in the description. Regardless, we're adding a camera and just choose it from the drop-down list. Mine is the Logitech StreamCam. And make sure it's set to at least 1920 by 1080, which is 1080p. The highest FPS your camera has, for me that's 60. And usually the auto settings are fine. All these other options at the top, I just make sure they're turned off. But it is worth checking the background one. The cutout option will just use their own technology to remove your background. But if you have a green screen like me, then you might want to play around with the chroma key settings. But as you can see, it would need a bit of fiddling. Anyway, I'm just going to set it back to original. Go back to general. We'll double check these settings. I'm going to leave most of it on auto and press add source. And on the left, you can see my camera's appeared on the sources list, but we can't see anything. So this is a bug, but let's try and fix it. Let's right click camera. If you can't see your camera, what I'm going to do is choose the full screen option and I'm going to press fit to screen. And there we go. We've suddenly appeared. I think it got added off screen accidentally. Now, if you want to resize your camera, you basically just drag these squares that you see in the corners or on the side. So you can resize it, make it bigger or smaller. If you want to crop it, you can hold the Alt button to drag the squares. So for example, I can cut myself off. But for me, all I'll do is I'll just drag it into the top third of the screen. And you can see they've got these little guidelines to try and help you put it in place. And then I'm going to right click my camera. You can rename it if you want. So I've named mine Logitech StreamCam. And I'm just going to press the lock button to lock it into place. A bit later on, we'll look at how to add a webcam border, but we'll do the basics for now. So let's add in our game as well. Now, if you have this display capture option enabled, that's because you will have done a stream already. And feel free to use that. That's just going to show everything on your screen. I often find that option easier, but if you're a beginner, you'll have to use either game capture or window capture. So if you're showing your stream a video game, of course, I just suggest game capture. If it's anything else, use window capture. So let's use game capture and press add. I'm going to make sure we are capturing the cursor. Let's try any full screen game. I've got Minecraft open on one of my screens and let's press add source. It says couldn't capture the game because the game is closed. So if it says this for you, then click on settings on the left. Just choose select game and find the specific game off the list and then press apply. And you can see if I click on the left, you can see my Minecraft is here and it's highlighted and I can drag it around, place it on the screen. Now I've resized the Minecraft window. So it kind of looks good on a vertical stream. Not every game can do that, of course. So again, don't forget you can resize and place it wherever you want on the screen. And you can hold Alt to drag the squares to crop it. And then of course, just keep resizing it until you've got it on the part of the screen that you want it. And don't forget, kind of the bottom third will be covered by your chat. So I'm going to right click rename on the left hand side. I'll call this one Minecraft. I'm now going to also just lock it into place. And that's a very basic gaming scene setup. Camera in the top third, game in the bottom two thirds. We should customize this further. We'll do that later on. We'll add a border and some alerts. But for now, let's click on just chatting. And this is our camera only scene. So let's press the plus button underneath sources. Let's once again choose the camera option and press add. We'll find the correct camera again. It should just add default good options. So we'll press add source Once again, it's disappeared. I'm going to have to click camera on the left-hand side, right-click, full screen. This time, I'm going to choose the fill screen option because this is just our camera scene and nothing else. So I'm now filling the screen. Again, don't forget you can drag the squares in the corner to resize it. Once again, I'll just set it back to fill screen. Lock it into place when you're happy with it. And again, rename it. And again, we'll come back later and we can add a border and alerts to this as well. So now if we click back and forth under these scenes, we've got our gaming scene here and we've here got our just chatting scene. Now, we are technically done. You could hit go live from here and you could stream on TikTok with no problem. But as I said earlier, we follow best practices here because that will help you accelerate your growth as a live streamer. We should make the stream look more professional and there are many ways to encourage engagement in your stream. So let's set those up. But just briefly speaking of accelerating your growth, if you found this useful and you want to support my work, then you can check out my Patreon in the description. I call it the Live Success Academy, and it's packed with over 40 posts, things like algorithms and tips for success. So not only does my Patreon support my work, but it should help you grow faster as a live streamer and content creator. I'll put that on screen and in the description. Now, as I mentioned, we should be following best practices as live streamers. This will just help us accelerate our growth. And one best practice is you should make your stream look unique to you. And we can do that by adding graphics to our live streams, things such as webcam borders. So of course, there is many places to get graphics these days. If you want to support my work and hire an independent graphics artist, then I'll put my Fiverr affiliate links in the description. There's a ton of reasonably priced artists on Fiverr who will make you exactly what you want. These days, it is also very possible to generate your graphics using AI. For example, I asked ChatGPT to draw me a gaming-inspired 16:9 webcam frame with a transparent background, and it drew me this. And I would say my third suggestion for sourcing graphics for your stream would be to try Canva for free at canva.com. So I actually have a graphics artist who made me some nice graphics a few years ago, and that was from Fiverr. So let's add in my Fiverr graphics. So underneath sources, I'm going to press the plus button and you'll either be adding an image if it's still or a video if it's a kind of moving webcam frame. Mine is still, so I'm going to add an image. And of course, I just press select to find it. So I found mine here. Mine was actually made for the transparent background, so it's just kind of a bottom section. Yours may well be a border. Regardless, press add source and it's probably in the wrong place. So click image on the left. Let's start by renaming it. I've accidentally opened the rename bit, but you can right click rename. I'll name mine webcam border and press enter. Once again, I'll click on webcam border. It should be outlined in red here. And we'll just have to drag the corners to resize it. Again, yours is probably rectangular, so it's just going to fit nicely around your camera. Mine's going to go at the bottom, so I'm just going to keep increasing it in size until it fits kind of nicely underneath. Something like that. That looks good. And you might have other graphics to add as well. So if you have that, just keep pressing the plus button and keep adding images or videos to go on your live stream. If you have anything for your just chatting scene, then click into that and under these sources, add something to that as well. Now there is another way to get less personalized graphics for your live stream, and that is by using the inbuilt graphics library provided by Live Studio. And we deliberately didn't use that at the start just so you could see how to set up a live stream yourself. But if you want to check out Live Studio's own graphics, then we just create new scenes. So let's press the plus button. And you can see what we do here is just choose a theme. So start by choosing a template. For example, I'll choose filter screen, which is basically the gaming layout we've selected. And then you can either pick one from this list or you can press go to theme library to get the wider library. So for example, let's choose this green Aurora one. I'll just click on theme. And you can see on the left now, it's added 4 extra scenes. And unfortunately, they're not very well set up. It's included a display capture, which I can't even use yet. But basically, pick and choose which scenes you want and delete the rest of them. So in our example, I'm just going to use the filter screen one. So I'm just going to go ahead and delete the other ones. Again, unfortunately, this is poorly optimized by Live Studio. There's a lot to do here to get this working properly. To start with, I'll delete the display capture. But we should know how to do this now. We have to add our game or our window back in if you're not gaming. So again, game capture if you're gaming, window capture if you're not. So game capture, we found we have to select the game. My game was Minecraft. I'll capture the cursor and I'll add it back in. We're gonna have to drag it up this list as well. The list is the order in which things show on the screen. So if it's at the top, it's gonna be on top of everything. And I'll just drag Minecraft into place and then drag it slightly up and then center it. And then it looks like our camera is not configured properly as well. So I'll click into the camera settings, I'll choose my stream cam and I'll press apply. Once again, camera is not added properly. So right click, full screen, fit to screen. I'll drag it up to the top again. I'll even put it at the very top. And then finally, we'll place it where we want. I'll actually drag it down a little bit beneath the goal and the alert again. And as you can see, we've now got one of Live Studio's own webcam borders. We've also got these themed alerts and we'll come back to those. But for now, I'm just going to head back to my regular gaming scene. And what we now want to do is improve our chat engagement. We're going to basically use technology to incentivize people to follow, gift, sub, and generally just chat. And how do we do that? Well, we use Tickfinity. So I will link Tickfinity both on screen and in the description. I highly recommend you download the Windows desktop app. It can be confusing, but let's go through the quick setup for Tickfinity. So you're going to start on the setup page of Tickfinity and just make sure you create a Tickfinity account. Of course, I've already made one. Once you've done that, make sure you add your TikTok username. Click on TikTok login on the left and just make sure you've logged into TikTok as well. And now what we're going to do is set up alerts for new followers, gifts and likes, as well as subscribers. And this is going to put an alert on the screen when one of those things happens. And this will just incentivize people to do those things. So scroll on the left to actions and events. You'll either get this pop-up or if you don't have it, you see in the background it says click here to import predefined alerts. So either click there to import them or press yes. You'll get this pop-up with this link. So I'll click it to copy it. Again, if you don't have this pop-up, just scroll down the actions and events page and copy the URL of screen one. You may want to turn off your like alerts. This is set for 100 plus likes. So if somebody taps the screen 100 times or more, then it will put something on the screen. That's up to you. But if you want to turn off individual alerts, you just uncheck the box underneath events. Anyway, let's add this into Live Studio. So you'll have to add it to each scene that you want it in. For me, let's say we're going to add it to our just chatting and our gaming scene. So under these sources, I'm going to press the plus button and this is a link. So I'm going to choose link and press add and just press Control V on my keyboard. Now nothing will show up yet. Let's choose custom resolution. We might have to play around with the resolution to make sure it looks good on our screen. I'm going to try 600 by 400 to start with and crucially make sure the sound is on. We'll press add source. We'll click on link on the left and you'll see this empty box, but this is correct. This should be empty. This is where the alert will appear when it actually happens, and we can test it in a second. Anyway, basically just drag this box and place it wherever you want the alert to appear on the screen. So you can use the guidelines, for example, if you just want it in the middle of the screen, then just look for the guidelines. Just for the purposes of me showing this tutorial, I'm just actually going to expand it a little bit. You probably don't want it this big when you're actually streaming. And on the left, I'm going to right click where it says link, and I'm just going to name this Tickfinity Alerts. We'll press enter. And now we can test Tickfinity. Let's head back to the actions and events page, scroll down and press one of these simulate buttons. So for example, simulate follow, you can see it says test user, thanks for following. And I think the dimensions weren't too bad there, but if you think they look bad, just click into the settings and then change the width or the height and basically just keep pressing simulate. So for example, I might actually change this to 250, press apply again, press simulate again, go back to Live Studio. I think that actually does look a bit better. So for me, 600 by 250 looks decent. Now I will put my longer Tickfinity guide in the description because there's a lot of things on Tickfinity, but the other most important page I would say is the sound alerts page, where your viewers can trigger specific sounds based on certain gifts. So if I create a sound alert, and let's just do the rose, you can type in any gift name. So let's play a sound based on a rose. I'll just choose select sound, and these are provided by my instance. You can either upload your own sound or type something in, or just choose from this list here. For example, if you want to play a fart sound for every rose you get, then just press apply to add it. And if you want to manually trigger it yourself, you can use Tickfinity's keyboard shortcuts. And you can see there's a ton of different options if you want to manually trigger it. You can also test it by pressing the play button. And if we go back to Live Studio, underneath audio mixer, as long as your headset's properly added here, then both you and the viewers will be able to hear the Tickfinity sound alerts. Once again, I strongly recommend customizing Tickfinity, and I'll put my longer Tickfinity guide in the description. But before we complete Tickfinity here, let's go back to screen one on the actions and events page. I'll click the button to copy it, and we'll go back into just chatting. Underneath sources, press the plus button, choose link again. We just have to add it to this page. We've established that 600 by 250 is some good dimensions. So we'll do that. Make sure sound's turned on, press add source, click on link on the left. And again, just place the alert wherever you want. It will be blank by default. Rename it again. This is just called Tickfinity Alerts, or whatever you want. And now we've got alerts on both our gaming and just chatting. Let me also just lock it into place in both places. This just prevents us from accidentally clicking on it while we're live. Now, I should also show you the alternative to Tickfinity, which is Live Studio's own inbuilt alerts. I prefer Tickfinity because I think it's more customizable. But if you do want to use Live Studio's alerts instead, you would just right-click and delete Tickfinity. And under these sources, press the plus button, scroll down to Widget and choose Alert, and then press Add. And then you can see we've got a whole load of customizable choices and options. This one's for follower alerts. You can toggle it on or off. You can change the text that appears on the screen. And you can do the same for gifts, do the same for subscriptions. And there's a whole appearance section here where you can fully alter how it looks. You can preview everything using the preview button. If I press apply theme, I can switch it to one of the other themes, for example, the Wanderer theme or the Aurora theme that we were using before. And when you're happy with the appearance of your Live Studio alert, you would just press add source to add it in, and it adds it as a preview here. This should disappear when you go live. And just like Tickfinity, you just place the alert wherever you want it on the screen, for example, in the bottom right of your camera, and you can resize it up to an extent. And you can see it's got this kind of red area that it was suggesting briefly, although it's disappeared because it's quite buggy. But you can resize it, and you can see the red area has appeared now. It's suggesting you don't put it there because the chat will cover it. So let me put mine in the bottom right here of my camera. So that's just an alternative option for alerts. But personally, I recommend using Tickfinity. So I'm just going to delete the Live Studio alerts. Now, the alerts there was part of the widget. So let's just briefly look at the other widgets that Live Studio has for us. Many of these are also available inside Tickfinity. But for example, you can set a goal. So for example, if you want to set a subscriber goal of 5, you would just choose subscribers. You can add a custom message. For example, help me reach 5 subs. You can once again alter the appearance. And when you're happy with the appearance of your widget and its settings, you would just add it. You might get a pop-up about things being approved. Not sure why that pop-up appears, because it always seems to get instantly added for me. And once again, you can just click on it on your list of sources and move it around, resize it, and place it wherever you want it on the screen. You can basically do the same thing for your viewer ranking, and the same thing if you want a countdown clock. The countdown clock is also sometimes called a subathon. But again, personally, for all of those, I much prefer using Tickfinity, and my long Tickfinity tutorial showing all of those features will be on screen and in the description. So we've now got a professional TikTok Live Studio live stream set up. We've added our personal graphics. We've added alerts to improve the engagement in our live stream. Let's just review a few other parts of Live Studio before we go live. And I'm going to start at the bottom here with this button here, which is the live preview. This basically just shows what our stream will look like on an app. And I think it's always slightly exaggerated. I'm going to close this pop-up to start with. It just generally shows where the chat is and where the UI elements at the top are. But this is clearly just very slightly expanded too big. On this one, the chat is nearly halfway up. It will be a little bit further down, but it just shows you generally what a preview of the live stream will look like. We should also review our chat settings. So on the right, underneath live chat, let's click this settings icon. And then generally on this first page, I have most of these toggled on. I should probably turn on auto translate as well. You might have to filter some words depending on the viewers you have. And you can see I've basically got everything turned on this page. And if you want to filter who can send messages, then you might change these options. But if you just want everyone to message in your chat, then everything is just set to not required. Extended chat is an interesting one. If we click on this page and turn something on, it will just give us an example of what it looks like. Although I have to press it a few times, so I press preview now. Basically, if you get a lot of messages, you can get an additional pop-up, which will just list every gift. If we turn on the joins and the likes, it will list every join and likes. As it says, and as it explains, it's basically, if your chat is very active, it's a good way to keep up with what's going on. So that's for you to decide whether you toggle these on and off based on your chat's activity. And as it suggests, based on whether or not you have a second display as well. Speaking of second displays, if we choose floating window, if you only have one computer screen, then I would turn this on. I'm going to turn it off because I have two, but it will just pop out the chat and you could basically just read it off your screen. If not, then just put Live Studio on your second or third screen if you have it, and you can just glance over and read it. Of course, you can also just control your moderator, muted accounts and blocked accounts. And if we close out of the chat settings, I can also pop it out just by clicking this button here. It's suggesting we play games in windowed mode for this to work. If I press OK, again, This is most useful if you have one screen. We can basically place this wherever we want, and we're still able to read the chat, even though Live Studio is minimized behind our game. Again, if you have two screens, just put Live Studio on your second or third screen and just read it like that. Another option for reading your chat is you can just give another account you have, make a second TikTok account and give it moderator and just read your chat off your phone. So we've now got a professional Live Studio setup and we've got all of our chat settings configured alongside our general Live Studio settings. It's time to go live and we just press the go live button. And then you would choose a category here. So for example, gaming, and choose the game. So for example, I'm playing Minecraft. So I just choose Minecraft. You can see it's previewing our settings. For example, my video bitrate was 8,000. So let me make sure I edit that back to 8,000. So 1080p 60, and I'm just gonna increase that back to 8,000. I don't know why Live Studio changed that. Anyway, I'll close. And now my bitrate's back to set correctly. And you can just preview all the different options. And then usually at the bottom of this page, you can leave these settings turned off, except this local compliance checkup. I'm not really sure what that one means, but as long as you're following the TikTok rules, it shouldn't matter too much anyway. So you just press go live. And again, if you have two screens, just move Live Studio onto your second screen and you're now successfully live on TikTok. As I mentioned earlier, I strongly recommend setting up Tikfinity to improve the engagement in your Live Studio stream. And if you're on a Mac or you just prefer to use OBS, then you might want a stream key. So I'll put a video guide for that on the screen as well.